Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you have things that you want to do for yourself or for your business, but they always get put on the back burner? Do you want to share space with others getting stuff done? Well, join the High Vibe Coworking, which is every Wednesday from noon to noon EST via Zoom and totally free. Visit highvibe.com/virtual to learn more.
Jazzcast Pros.
Do you feel like you're so busy throughout the day or the week and you haven't accomplished anything by the end of it? Do you feel like you have these big, lofty dreams and you want to accomplish them, but you just never make progress towards it? In today's episode, we're going to talk about the two types of goals that are imperative for you to get to where you want to be and stay motivated along the way. Goal setting is talked about a lot, but I think that we can get really specific with these two types of goals, and you're going to start to achieve what you want to do faster than ever. Welcome to High Vibe Table Talks, the podcast to help you, the cautiously ambitious woman, remove mental barriers and take action now so that you can achieve your high vibe desires. I'm Rashawn, your high vibe curator, cheerleader, and accountability partner. As a wife, a mother, and an entrepreneur who recently quit my job to follow my dreams, I understand why you may be hesitant to throw caution to the wind and take that leap. In season 4, we're focused on tactics. We're focused on feeling like you can leave the episode and implement the things that you learned from either myself and what I'm talking about or my guests and really run with them that day. So that's what we're focused on in season 4. It's all about the tactical. And so this is something that a lot of people struggle with because I think that it's two sides of the same coin and you need to have both in harmony to get to where you want to be. And that is goal setting. Goal setting has been talked about in so many different ways. And you're kind of like, okay, I get it. Goal setting. I know how to set goals, da, da, da. But there's a lot of times that you set a goal and either like there's not the motivation, there's not the systems. In Atomic Habits, James Clear talks a lot about like this one quote is really good and it kind of speaks to this. It says, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And so as we're talking about goals, I think that there are two types that you need to get super clear on, and you tap into each of them differently throughout the day and throughout the week, but they're very important to have both. Like you can have a goal, but it needs to be broken out into these two parts for you to really see action on it. And this is how I set up my goals is I have outcome goals and I have activity goals. There's a reason why I think you need to have both, because you can have this vision of, okay, I want to sign 2 clients this month. That's like the outcome goal. And then you can sit there and wish, I want two new clients. That's not going to get you anywhere. I spoke many times on the Amanda Francis quote, bow your head and move your feet. While that is kind of about like keeping the faith, but like having the outcome goal, I talk a lot also about like a North Star goal. The North Star goals are a little bit bigger than I want to sign 2 clients this month. It's like, okay, I want to buy a bigger house, or I want to take my family on vacation, or I want to be able to afford to quit my job, or I want to run a marathon. Those are all like outcome oriented. And those are important. You have to have activity goals as well. The biggest reason I think you have to have both is because you only have control over one. You only have control over your activity. You don't have control over how outcomes are going to happen. Like you don't have control of exactly what 2 clients you're going to sign. You have control of the prospect, your funnel of who you reach out to, how many things that you do, the activity that you take, but you have no control of exactly who's going to be that client that is going to sign. And that is partially why it's so important to have both, is because like if you just sit there and like wish and wish and wish for your outcome goal, that's not going to happen. So I want to first focus on the activity goals and why they're important and like how to do them well. Because I've learned a lot, you know, I talk a lot about like cold calling and I use like my sales process as examples and a lot of this. Because again, like I had no control over what dealerships when I was selling to car dealers were going to sign contracts. I only had control of my outreach. And part of it is I heard this quote a while ago. I think it was from the Grow the Show podcast, but what can you do at your worst? What's your activity that you can do at your worst? I don't think you want to set up an activity goal that is like, when I'm feeling my best, this is what I'm going to hit. Because we're human and we're living human lives. And like this week, kids are off for break and there's holidays. And you don't want to like automatically create shame around your goal if you don't hit it, because this isn't your ideal week. And that's always going to happen. You know, for instance, like right now I have a goal to reach out to 35 new people on LinkedIn every week. And there are some days where I do like 20 in like 2 hours. So I really have to do 2 days worth of work, 4 hours actually worth of work to hit that goal. But, you know, there's a lot of Mondays and Fridays where I'm like, it's not a LinkedIn day. And that's just how I'm feeling. And so I have built in this system that gives me a lot of flexibility and freedom to, or like Thursday, I just woke up and I'm just feeling like garbage, or I want to take my daughter to the museum or whatever. And so you can really play around with that. And so the activity goals are what you can control. And there's a lot of freedom in creating these activity goals. You know, like I mentioned my LinkedIn ones, that like a lot of times I can do 20 in an hour. So on Monday, like after I get off my calls, I'll just dedicate 3 to 4 hours and I get those done. And now like the rest of my week has so much less stress and force into it. You know, one of my goals this year is to focus on becoming the relaxed entrepreneur and really getting curious about what that looks like for me. And 35 LinkedIn messages a week is the relaxed entrepreneur, because I can chunk it out. If it's a Monday and I'm coming back from a holiday or whatever, I don't have to do those Monday. And I don't have to feel this pressure of I'm not doing enough because I have this goal and I know what it looks like. When you're focused on the outcome goal, like I want to sign 2 clients this month, it's like I haven't done enough today because I haven't reached that outcome. And so there's 2 ways you can kind of falter when you're solely focused on the outcome goal. And that can be like never being enough because you haven't hit your outcome. And the other way that you can falter is if you're like dipping your toe into all these activities. Like today I'm going to send a couple LinkedIn messages and then tomorrow I'm going to, you know, try to do all this, create this content for Instagram. And then I'm going to cold call people. And then I'm going to like knock on door to door. And then I'm going to, and you don't play out that activity far enough to know whether it's working or not, because you're only focused on, has this little bit of activity get me my result? No, let me switch to this, because you're solely outcome focused, not activity focused. And that also doesn't align with, again, becoming the relaxed entrepreneur. So in the beginning, when I talked about, you know, at the end of a day, if or a week, you're like, I was so busy and I have no idea what I did. It's because I think we lose sight of the importance of each of our activities and being really intentional with our activities. You know, 35 LinkedIn messages, I know that I accomplished that. So I can check that off and I can think, okay, this is what I did today. This is what I did this week. And this is the activity I did towards my goal. When we're not really intentional and focused on our activity, like I said, we don't know if it's working. So to go back to the example of cold calling, I was working with a mentor, a sales mentor at the time. And I was like, you know, I'm making 100 cold calls every week and I'm not getting what I want. He's like, okay, and what's next? And I'm like, what do you mean I'm making 100 cold calls every week? Like, how is that not enough? He's like, it's not getting you what the outcome you wanted. So we need to tweak it. So then I went to 150 cold calls. And then if that didn't get me what I needed. And ultimately, we ended up on the numbers of 250 cold calls led to about, I talked to about 10 people, set up 5 meetings, and signed 1 to 2 of those people. And so in an average, if you're doing that every week, that was getting me about the number of contracts that I wanted on a monthly and quarterly basis. Because I was focused on that activity and I could dial up or dial back based on the outcome that I wanted. But if I was kind of like dipping my toe in or not really tracking or only focused on the outcome, I wouldn't be able to kind of like fine tune it in that way. I think it's really important to focus on your activity. The other scenario where you're like, I have no idea what I just did. I was really busy, but I don't know what I even accomplished. And maybe that's because your busy activity isn't tied to your outcome goal. And so we're going to kind of switch into why the outcome goal is really important to have. Like you can say like, okay, so I'm going to focus on my activity goals. And you need to have an outcome goal as well. And so when I talk about like the North Star goal, that's kind of like the outcome goal. And that needs to be aligned with your activity. So if I want to sign 2 new clients this month, then my activity needs to be really aligned with signing 2 new clients this month. Like my LinkedIn messaging and activity needs to be spot on because that's where I want to go. You know, as entrepreneurs, as solopreneurs, as human beings, we are so busy. And sometimes it can feel like we accomplish so little. So thinking kind of long term really helps you say yes and say no to activities throughout the day, the week, the month. You know, like, oh, I got to answer this email. Oh, I got to do this opportunity. Oh, I got to do that. And having the outcome goal and the North Star goal gives you a filter to say yes or no, or where is this on my priority list? And so that's really why you have to have both of them. You have to have the outcome goal that kind of leads your activity. But again, you have no control over the outcome. All you can control is your activity. Both on this podcast and the masterminds and our co-working, we had actually, it was really cool. We did a Cowboy Carter co-work yesterday. So during the co-work, we listened to the whole Cowboy Carter album and it was awesome. The only song I can't listen to is Protector because Beyonce's daughter is on it and she talks about like being the protector of her family. And I just sob every time I hear it. So we did a little skip over that one. No one needs to see me cry during a co-work. In the co-work yesterday in the beginning, we were talking about the idea of masculine versus feminine. And a lot of times goal setting feels very masculine. It feels like I'm achieving and I'm doing and I'm outputting. And that's where I think that both of these find a really nice harmony within goal setting because outcome goals feel more feminine. They feel more like shapeless and kind of like, this is what I would like-ish. This is how I kind of see it, you know. And activity goals feel much more masculine because it's like, this is what I'm going to do. So it's nice to find like the kind of balance and harmony between those two things and give space for both of them to be important. One of the ways that we can falter in goal setting is when we don't do something, you know, the consistency piece of it. And what I would implore you to do is to stay curious about it. At the end of the week, let's say, going back to my example of LinkedIn messages, I didn't hit my 35 messages this week. And actually today is Friday and I didn't hit my 35 messages this week. And why did I not show up this week? What came up? What was friction? In Atomic Habits, he talks a lot about friction with your habits and your goal setting because really goals are an outcome of your habits and your systems and things that you do consistently. And why did I not show up consistently this week? You know, over here we had spring break. So like Monday we went to the Museum of Play and I'm going out of town this weekend. So like I didn't really work much today. And so there's a lot of factors and I don't bundle any shame around that. It's understanding the facts and what came up, and how can I look at next week and go, next week I will do this differently, or I will change this, or maybe I won't do anything differently, and I'll just accept the fact that this week was not a week of consistency, and that is okay. As I was planning out for this episode, I was thinking about a lot of people struggle with consistency because they feel like consistency means showing up 100% every single time, every single day, every single week. And I was thinking about it, and like a lot of people have a goal to drink, you know, 8 glasses of water a day or 100 ounces of water a day, whatever that looks like for you. And just imagine if there was a day you didn't hit your 8 glasses of water that day. And you're like, you know what? I suck, man. I'm just never going to drink water ever again because I failed today. There goes my goal. Out the window. No more water for me. Dehydrate because you are a terrible human being because you didn't hit 8 glasses today. Like, what? Like, we would never do that. Like, we would never say, guess I'm never drinking water ever again because I didn't hit my 100 ounces today. Tomorrow's a new day, and tomorrow's like a fresh reset for you to do that. And so that's one of the nice parts, and a good mindset shift around activity goals. Like, okay, this week I didn't hit 35. Next week I will hit 35. Cool. And the consistency isn't like hitting 100% every single day, every single week. The consistency is saying, looking back and saying, getting curious about why I didn't hit it last week and giving myself grace and setting myself up to do better next week. And so the activity goals do create a nice reset button for you. Because maybe you hit 28, maybe you hit 22, maybe you hit 0, whatever that looks like. But you have your intentions and attention every single week, and you know what that's going to look like. The other nice thing is it gives you a lot of data when you have the outcome, the activity goals. One of the nice things about having like a North Star goal is it creates room for pivots. But having the activity goal gives you so much data. You know, we talk about the CRM and putting info in there and using that data to create the 80-20 rule and being the relaxed entrepreneur. And even earlier, I was talking about dialing up or dialing back, and maybe 35 isn't enough to get it to where I want it to be. So maybe I'll, you know, after I do this for 6 weeks or whatever it is, I have enough data. Maybe I turn it up to 50. Maybe 35 is just not really doable for me on an average week, because along with activity, it does create outcome. And so I'm, you know, sending out those 35 messages. Let's say 40% of those people get back to me. That number's really high, but whatever. So let's say 15 people get back to me. Now I need to respond to those 15 people. So there's more activity that's created off of this activity. You know, when I was making 250 cold calls, that was to set up meetings. So initially, you're doing it and you don't have those outcomes. Then as you ramp up your activity, you get more outcomes, and you just don't want it to be at a place where, because that activity is so high, now those 250 cold calls drop to 100, because then 30 days from now, you're going to have no outcome and you're going to have to ramp back up. So it's also about finding a nice harmony among creating that activity and momentum and creating those outcomes that you want. Doesn't mean that you lose the that you reduce your activities because you're so overwhelmed with the outcomes that you're having. I hope that makes sense. So when you're thinking about your activities, and one of the things that I'm really focused on in the moment is systemizing. I wrote systematizing, but I think it's systemizing your activities. It's not going to feel like super fluid initially, but you want to get to the point where your mind is not the friction around doing those activities. I actually interviewed this woman, Selena, and we talked about activities. We talked about systems, creating systems, whether you're building your business on the side all the way to you've been in business for 20 years. And I think it's such a great conversation because it's so important to figure out how to take yourself out of the business and have systems in place. And that is really deeply rooted in these activity goals. Like, how can you systemize it? And so thinking about how to kind of set it and forget it with these activities, again, once you figured out what the secret sauce kind of is. If you need one more way or a different way to think about activity goals versus outcome goals, it's the why and the how. The activity goals and the outcome goals are the why and the how. Your outcome is your why. That's why you're grinding. That's why you're making those calls. That's why you're being uncomfortable every week. That's why you're putting yourself out there, because that's the end goal that you want. The how is the activity. How are you going to get there? How are you going to run that marathon? How are you going to sign those clients? And we do get caught up. Mike Dooley talks about the cursed hows. And that's why you don't want to put shame around your activity goals. It's curiosity and consistency, but there still needs to be some intention around the how. How are you getting to your why? So if you have some free time, I would love for you to sit down and think about what are your outcome goals? Where do you want to be 9, 12, 18, 24 months from now? And then what can you do today to get there? Bring some intention to those activity goals and share those with me. I would love to connect on Instagram and or Threads and hear, what did you think about this episode? Did you take anything away from it? I would love to hear what your activity goals that you're currently using are. What are your outcome goals? I love talking big dreams and big visions and audacious goals. So yeah, let me know what they are. I hope this was very helpful and thank you for listening. And remember that big dreams and small steps will transform your life.
Do you have things that you want to do for yourself or for your business, but they always get put on the back burner? Do you want to share space with others getting stuff done? Well, join the High Vibe Coworking, which is every Wednesday from noon to noon EST via Zoom and totally free. Visit highvibe.com/virtual to learn more.